Log Talk Radio.
Coming to you guys live from Revolutionary Gospel News. Coming to you guys with the latest. Tonight I'll be talking about how the Holy Ghost sound, and also I'll touch on a little bit of what happened the other day in Paris and what it has as scriptural bearing. It's very significant what we're seeing in today's world, you know, and it's just really a testimony to the Word of God being true, and we see the life that we have lived all these years, or this era coming to an end. You know, man seemed to have lost his way in every aspect of life when you start dealing with him. I was looking today, I looked over a study, and the study I did, I was looking at the word church versus the word ecclesia, and that was really amazing to see how so many years we have been dealing with great distortion, and it's all coming to a head now. You know, the father of lies, Jay, and judgment is coming, as the Bible tells you, the devil's come down to the earth. He was cast out during that time of Pentecost, which I can show you scripturally. And as he's been cast out, he knows he has but a short time. So now he has gone crazy, and he wants to destroy all he can. And this is the last grinding up, so he's right, like he's having a temper tantrum with him and his angel, and he knows his time is short. There are some very significant and key events that must take place. A lot of people always say about the end time, end of an age, because that's what it really means. The end time means that this period have ended, this succession of time that we have lived in, you know, and going on into the millennium, that's what's next for us. But just looking at it, I sit here thinking, I didn't really go to no prayer in the night. I'm really going to go ahead and bypass and just get into the show so we can talk to you guys for a little while. There's very little time to explain a major subject, and it has to do with the church. Then I want to talk about ISIS, let you know who they are. You know, we hear about ISIS, but who are they? Where did this group emerge from? People talk about America being the financiers of it, and just talking about a group that has popped up out of nowhere during the Syrian war. And it's something I have wrote about also extensively in a book, and I can't say extensively, I mean I got every detail, but I got the basic detail to who they are in my book called The Caliphate Rise of the Islamic Nation and the Temple Mount. And this book can be picked up at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, but it's based off what the scriptures talking about, an establishment of a caliphate of Islamic nation. And the Temple Mount, because they said in the last days that he would sit in the temple of God, showing himself as he is God. That's in Thessalonians, that he is God, and, you know, changing laws and stuff. In other words, the Antichrist. See, and that's in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I ask the Lord tonight to bless the show, and all of you who have come out, I ask him to give you a clear revelation of what is going on in your world and the necessary amendments that you need to make for your life, for you can see God in peace. So as we get into this show, there's been a great controversy. Some of this stuff is really amazing. Like tonight I really sat there and I studied because my attention, you know, so I'm dealing with the Holy Ghost and how it actually sounds, because they have this thing going on today and people say, you know, have you been baptized in Jesus' name? That's correct. And speaking the evidence of speaking in tongues, but where did that particular part of the verse come from? Where did they get evidence of speaking in tongues, if that was the sign of the Holy Ghost? And to get to the bottom of this, we're going to start in chapter 2 of Acts. And what I want to deal with is the first century church. They call it the church, but this was the birth of God's kingdom. You know, Jesus, his son. And so I was looking at the word, because I had opened my eyes to a distortion on that word, is because it's called ecclesia. Ecclesia is the called out one. So as I researched this today, I found out that it is not the same Greek word. I can't pronounce it. It's a Greek word, but it's kousos, chorus, or however. I'll have to write a little some short blog and put it on my page so you can look at the word and look it up yourself. But it is talking about the Lord. It's not talking about the kingdom of God. So when you say church, it is not really what people think it is, because if you notice, Jesus came, and what did he say when he came to the planet Earth? And when he was born, not that he came, because God told you from the beginning in the Garden of Eden that he would send his son, that he would be made of a woman. He talked about the seed of the woman bruising the serpent head. And That is in the garden. That's the first telltale that we're going to have somebody who come and correct the mess that Satan had did. What Satan has done, people, believe it or not, I'm talking to you, but I got to find my glasses. I can't see. I got two Bibles open, but the print's too small for me to see. As I'm getting older, my eyes are, I guess we have to say, to be honest, like they're failing in some degree. And I have to use glasses sometimes if I want to see something. So Satan, it all started in the Garden of Eden. What happened, really happened, was that Satan rebelled against God's system of government. That's where we this was what really happened at that time. But if we look in Matthew's, you know, because Christ had come proclaiming his church, I'm coming and my church is on his way. That's not his opening message. When he started out after the devil had tested him in the wilderness, Christ came and when he began to preach, and this is chapter 4 of Matthew's, notice what he said. He did not say, I wish I had wrote that name and just so I can keep giving you the name. He did not call out the word that is used for church, because what they did back in the Reform and Protestant movement, because the Reformers did not like the word church because it was a word that was twisted. It was changed out for ecclesia because ecclesia, the particular word church, you cannot translate ecclesia into church. It is called out one. That is the Greek, the proper Greek translation of that word. Called out wants to be a part of what? In here, Matthew 4, chapter 17, it says, for the time, okay, he says, this is, I'm going to jump over because I want to see what was just happening to him there. And he says, and this is verse 10. So when Satan had tested him, he had been in the wilderness. I'm not going to go all the way back and read all of that. You'll be able to get my point without that. It says, then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall I serve. He says, then the devil leaveth him, and behold, the angels came and ministered unto him. Okay. He says, again, go on to verse 17. It says, from that time, Jesus began to preach. He began to teach. And say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven. So people are going to church. They call these places churches. And I have, since I've really understood what the word ecclesia is, I really don't understand what they're doing. Because Jesus was preaching of his coming kingdom. He was preaching that we were countrymen, we were fellow citizens. And we were coming together to learn how to be re-educated, a renewing of our mind, to live in the kingdom of God. On the day of Pentecost, and I'll stop by 17 of Luke first, so you'll have an understanding of what happened in this distortion of this word, because the word they use throughout this Bible, church, is only used twice, and it's both for the mentioning of the Lord. It is not for whatever reason they had, because they twisted the words are not the same. And if you do yourself some justice to go back and look at that and see how there's been a distortion in that very word. Chapter 17, okay, of Luke, once again, this is the Gospels, chapter 17, verse 20. He says, and when he demanded of the Pharisees, they demanded of the Pharisees, he was talking to Jesus, when the kingdom of God should come, not when the church of God should come, but when shall the kingdom of God come? When shall he establish his theocracy again that Satan rebelled against? When should that happen? They weren't asking for some church where you honor some man and we already have chose our king, which is Christ. People talk to me at the job. And they asked me about voting. I said, when I got baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, I voted for my king. This is not my world no more. I'm waiting for my government system to come to get rid of all this unrighteousness and corruption, murder, degradation. I mean, this all of this mess to be removed. So this is what I'm waiting for, the kingdom of God. First is the born-again experience, but let me stay tuned to what I'm talking about. Okay, so they asked when the kingdom of God should come. And he answered and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observance, neither shall they say, lo, here, or lo, there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. It's within you. It's a kingdom. It's talking about an actual coming government system. It said it was going to come without observance. You're going to see it when you look at John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 3 and 5, when it said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He can't, they just said he can't see a church. He said he cannot see the kingdom of God. He cannot understand the kingdom of God, what we're talking about. And then in verse 5, it said, except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. It didn't say he cannot enter into the church. Where did they get this falsehood from? It's his kingdom. When you say, my brother in Christ, you mean my fellow countrymen. I've been born again. I'm not looking to go serve a preacher or some building and have some feel-good times. Even the dancing around in these churches, this charismatic stuff, and people need to be taken on a high. When Jesus was simply enlightening minds to the scripture, he was giving them a clear revelation of the word of God. He was not giving them an interpretation or an opinion of what he thought. He was educating them. He was telling them about the kingdom. So he told them you had to be born of water and spirit. So Acts 2:38 was given to the Gentiles in Acts 10 where the first word Christian come along, and 11. That's where it started for the Gentiles and the Jews. We were all given the commandment to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. Okay, and then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. There is water and spirit. Then you have Acts 4 and 12, where it says, neither is thy salvation under any other name whereby a man must be saved. Acts 4 and 12, so you have the name there too, once again. See, and then repentance and remission of sin, that's Luke. He says, when he talks about it starting in Jerusalem, you're reading that Luke at the very last verses, it told them to go and preach repentance and remission of sin in his name, beginning at Jerusalem. It was to begin there. Then Revelations 1 and 5, people, I'm just running down the quick born-again experience to show you what I'm talking about. It said, Revelation 1 and 5 said, he washed us in his own blood. He washed our sins in his own blood. In the name of Jesus Christ, when you're baptized in that name, your sins are remitted, they've been washed away. So the blood of Jesus now is applied to your life. Okay, so scripture, revelation, the Bible verifies itself. So we hear the kingdom of God was going to come without observance, not some church. It just kills me because I look at that word, and the reformers, they had to do, when I was reading the history, talking about the reformers themselves did not like the word church, and then they came up with the word congregation, which I don't like. I don't like the word church or congregation. It's called out ones, countrymen. Kingdom of God. Tell it what it is. It's a new government system. The people were not disturbed back in Rome because they were telling you about obey your preacher and this good tide and the good one. No. They were throwing off the shackles of Caesar, his influence on their life and living under the word of God, a theocracy, which Christ has promised to bring back to us. But first is coming in the spiritual form. And the next thing people talk about, they've been talking about the coming of the kingdom of God for all this time and the end of the world, but the first stage you don't understand was it was to come in this, the true born-again process, us who've been called out to be a part of God's kingdom. So let's go ahead and push on because I'm going to tell you what the Holy Ghost sounds like. So you look at Acts 2, notice what happened. It says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And he said, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. They said it should come without observance. They was all together. They were one accord. They're not all different sermons, different teachers. They all in one mind in one place. Then out of nowhere, there was a sound that came from heaven. And look what it did. It filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it stood up on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Notice they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Now notice this. What it said about the kingdom of God. He said the kingdom of God, this is verse 20. And I'm skipping over what they asked about the kingdom. The kingdom of God comes not with observance. They wouldn't be paying attention. It was going to come in like you're seeing on the day of Pentecost. Neither shall they say, lo, or lo here, or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. So now the birth of the kingdom of God just happened. They all filled with the Holy Ghost. Okay? And they began to speak with other tongues. Notice, other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. They try to use that word, but really that is the Spirit given to ability to communicate to these men. Now watch what happens here. Okay, and it said, and they were dwelling at Jerusalem, not Rome, people, where all these other religions come from. They were dwelling at Jerusalem, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speaking in his own language. Where is this babbling tongue? And they were all amazed. Why? And marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which are speaking Galilean? How we hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born. Wasn't an unknown tongue. It was no utterance that nobody understood. When the Holy Ghost came, it enabled them to communicate to everybody there in their own language. Okay? So it's not this stuff we see today. All this stuff we've seen is nothing but a bunch of witchcraft. They don't even know they're going under the thing, church, and don't understand ecclesia is the called out one, called out of this world to be a part of God's kingdom, to have our king be Jesus. His government system, which will be a theocracy run by God. God is going to be governed by God's rule. There will be no sin or corruption in this government system. See, our thinking has been contaminated through Rome, through these worldly governments. So we find out this is what they were doing. Now, look what he said. We're going to jump down because they give a listing of where all these Jews had came from. Go down to verse 12 and say, they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others marked and said, these men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said to them, ye men of Judah, and all ye that dwelleth at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hear my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose. It is but the third hour. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And you know, he goes on to tell you, and your young man shall see visions, and your old man, this all the things coming with the Holy Ghost, and the old man shall dream dreams, and my maid and my servants and on my handmaids I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. They shall prophesy. Where is the babbling tongue? So these people tell you, you need to speak in a tongue. You need to mutter. You need to peep. You need to chirp. Because that's going to show us you have the Holy Ghost. That's not what the Holy Ghost is. Notice it said they shall prophesy, so they would have to have a clear scriptural understanding. So he told you that they should prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven, all the stuff we're seeing now. And he goes on and gets down to verse 21. And so it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's not application. That is content. So ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God, not a God, but a man approved of God among you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also knew. And so as they listened to him, they became convicted in their hearts. And it says, now when they heard this, verse 37, is that we go to 36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has met that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. He's supreme in authority in the Holy Ghost. He says, now when they heard this, they were pricked, they were agitated, convicted in their hearts, their mind. Your heart is a symbolic word for your mind, not your pumping heart. Your heart only pumps blood through your body. And said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Didn't they just tell them, call upon the name of God? They needed, calling upon the name of the Lord, they needed clarification. The Holy Ghost. They needed clarification. They didn't come convicted because somebody was chirping. Somebody was muttering. I'll show you in Isaiah 8. You can go there because I'm always kind of pressed for time because it's a 30-minute show here. And we'll look at that. But notice, they want a clarification of what it was. Give us a clear understanding what you're saying to us. What needs to be done? So he goes on to tell them, verse 38, he said, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of who? Jesus Christ, for what? The remission of your sins, that you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, the kingdom of God. You should become a part of that. And he said, the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far, even as many as our Lord shall call. So we find out that they were speaking in a language that everyone knew. People, I'm going to probably have a show on Monday, maybe even tomorrow. I might just do that. I'll let you guys know, but my time is running short to speak on this ISIS, this Antichrist movement that is moving around the world. And he says, and this is Isaiah 16, he says, bind up the testimony and seal the law among my disciples. Isaiah 16, that's the only place you find that in the Old Testament. And I will wait up on the Lord that hid his face from me. He said, okay. And the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. And behold, I am the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and wonder in Israel. For the Lord of hosts dwelleth in Mount Zion. He says, and when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have a familiar spirit, unto them that the wizard, that peep and that mutter. Shall not people seek unto their God from the living to the dead? Look at this. To the law, the Old Testament, and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this, it is because there is no light in them. There is no knowledge of God in them. Clarification of the word of God, people. I'd like to thank you guys for coming out again. Go out and get my books, The Revival of the Roman Empire, which is very current, The Caliphate, Rising of the Islamic Nation, and The Temple Mount, as well as The Devil Workshop. You can get all those books at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books Me. And I thank you guys for your time. And I hope you guys have a blessed night. And I'll continue this series on or talk about ISIS and enlighten your mind to what the scripture is saying, not Mike. Once again, this is Arthur Joseph Smith. This is Revolutionary Gospel News. You guys have a great evening.